A sheriff in Florida says he has had it with bogus school threats.
As Fox 26 reporter Rich Rodriguez explains, his new plan is to publicly shame every kid he arrests, as well as their parents.
Since parents, you don't want to raise your kids, I'm going to start raising them.
Volusia County, Florida Sheriff Mike Chitwood has been overwhelmed with school threats since school started 3 weeks ago. Friday was the tipping point.
In a 12-hour period, we had to investigate 54 tips that all turned out to be bogus that were sent by two little cherubs in middle school. And that cost us about $21,000 to overtime.
Friday, Sheriff Chitwood decided he would shame the people who make bogus threats and their parents. Carlo Dorelli was arrested for making threats. The 11-year-old was handcuffed and escorted to jail.
Every time we make an arrest, your kid's photo is going to be put out there. And if I could do it, I'm going to perp walk your kid so that everybody can see what your kid's up to.
I don't care how old they are. I want everybody to see them. I want everybody to know who they are. Here's what their charges are. Let the parents know that law enforcement isn't playing.
Sheriff's deputies confiscated fake rifles, pistols, ammunition, knives, and swords. Dorelli is in middle school. He will spend 21 days in jail before he has a court hearing.
He was very respectful, and he told the detectives everything. That, you know, he had the airsoft guns. It was a joke. He really didn't mean anything by it. But, you know, he's got a kill list. The bus driver's on there. School nurse is on there. Several classmates are on there.
So far, Sheriff Chitwood is getting good reviews from the community.
Parents are overwhelmingly supportive. It's the parents of the knuckleheads that are getting arrested that don't like the fact that public scrutiny is now going to be shifted to them.
The sheriff believes kids convicted of making school threats should be required to meet with families who lost loved ones in Parkland, Florida, and Uvalde, Texas.
Let them go and meet these families and see what's so damn funny or what do you think you're accomplishing by shutting down a school and putting panic into the community.
Sheriff Chitwood hopes the kids arrested will have a scared straight moment during their 21 days in jail. Rich Rodriguez, Fox 26 News.
And as we've been reporting, this isn't just happening in Florida. A number of other Valley schools have been on alert this week after learning about shooting threats over various social media platforms.
Fresno police investigated several threats last night that turned out to be false. Minarets High School in Madera County was placed on lockdown today.
Yeah, sheriff's deputies did a sweep of the campus but found no evidence of a potential threat. Porterville Schools and Lemoore High also had shooting threats today that turned out to be bogus.
Hi, I'm Monty Torres with Fox 26 News on YouTube. Thank you for checking out our YouTube channel, where we have loads of great content for you to choose from. And while you're here, why not click on the subscribe button right here? That way you can stay in touch with all the latest breaking news, everything news related within the Central Valley. And thank you for watching.